The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm delighted to be joined in studio by the one and only Michael Flynn, better known to many of you as Mattress Mick. He has just released his memoir, Bouncing Back. Mick, you are very, very welcome to the show. Congratulations on the book. How does it feel to have it out there?
Yes, it's kind of like the... it's exciting, it's different, and it's great to have a book written about your life story, particularly when it has been an interesting life.
It certainly has. Yeah. It certainly has. So bring us back to where it started, because you describe yourself, you know, as the mattress salesman, and people will know you as Mattress Mick. But before Mattress Mick became this personality we all knew, tell us about how you started in business.
Well, my family had a business in Pier Street, a drapery business, and they were, my dad was self-employed, my grandfather was self-employed. When I left school, I got a job in a bank, a company called the Royal Trust Company in Dawson Street. But there was always this yearning in me to be working for myself. So whilst I was in the bank, I got a job, or I took a stall in the Dandelion Market in St. Stephen's Green. And I would go up there every Saturday and Sunday, and I was selling costume jewellery up there. Mm. And it was a fantastic experience, meeting the other traders, meeting, you know, exciting and different people from people you would meet in the bank. So I decided anyway, my dad died when I was 19, and that left my mum in the shop. So I decided I'd leave the bank and I'd go and work in the business full time. But I could see the business, the drapery business, changing, because you had Dunn Stores, Tesco's or Penny's and all these shops opening in the city centre. So I decided I'd introduce some furniture into the shop. And how that happened was, the shop was located at a bus stop in Pier Street, and I saw somebody getting off the bus one day with a bedside locker. So I said, right, why did he have to go into town to buy a locker? So I started introducing furniture into the store, and it worked very, very well. I then developed another idea I had, that at that time, everybody was using bottle gas for super serves, for cooking. So I applied for an agency with a company called Airgas, which I was granted. And I set up a mobile delivery service around Dublin, delivering bottles of gas. And I had, there were no mobile phones at that stage. We just had two-way radios. So when the calls come in, my mum would blast out the address to the guy. The van was moving all the time. And it worked, again, exceptionally well. I then opened a couple of more shops, and eventually I opened one in the Northside Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Which was in the furniture business. It was a big furniture store in the Northside Shopping Centre. So I was there for 26 years trading in general furniture, not just beds or mattresses, everything, sofas, coffee tables, whatever you like. But in 08, 09, I liquidated that business.
Yeah.
And I still had the shop in Pier Street, and I had a warehouse in Coolock.
How much money had you to your name when that happened? Like, how bad did things get in 08, 09?
They got very, very bad, because I believed in myself, and I put all my money back into the business.
Yeah.
Thinking that I could survive. But that was a mistake. That was a really, really big mistake. And I put my hands up. I don't regret it. I do regret it, but I did it. And I still had Pier Street, and I still had the warehouse in Coolock. They were outside the liquidation. I looked at my business, and we were selling more beds and mattresses than anything else in the store. So I said, right, there's no dedicated bed shop in Dublin, let alone in Ireland.
Yeah.
So why don't I create a bed store? You can fill a warehouse with beds very easy, because they're big.
Yeah.
Take up a lot of space, and the place can look full very easy. So I approached some of my creditors and suppliers, and some of them agreed to back me, others didn't. And we opened up the warehouse in Coolock and the shop in Pier Street, and we traded as Beds Plus.
And during all of this, when does the Mattress Mick character, when is Mattress Mick born?
Beds Plus was great. The name wasn't strong enough to get out there.
Yeah.
So I looked at the American idea of guys selling cars, selling whatever, in the American fashion.
Yeah.
And I said, again, there's nobody in Ireland doing that. So I was sitting one night in the yacht pub in Clontarf, a fella came up to me, Paul Kelly's his name. He said, "Hello, Mick, how are you?" And he said he knew me from the shop. I told him my position, that I wasn't happy with the way things were going.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm not too happy in my business at the moment, but I'm very good on social media." I said, "What's that?"
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't know much about it. So I told him what I was doing, thinking of doing, creating a gimmick.
Yeah.
To sell mattresses. So I decided, not having much money even at that stage, I was very tight, to go on what I call a guerrilla marketing campaign.
Yeah.
But I needed somebody to front it. And it could have been a cartoon of me, an actor, or myself.
Yes.
And I was the cheapest.
You were the cheapest. Yeah, absolutely.
And I decided, right, I'd do that. Then we had to come up with a name. And the name, we thought of different names. Mike's Mattresses, Mattress Mickey, Mattress Flynn or whatever. But Mattress Mick had a nice ring about it.
And it's so familiar as a character today, the red jacket and everything. How many of the red jackets have you got?
I've got two.
Two red jackets.
And I got them by default, actually. I did a commercial for LucasAid, actually, and they needed a red suit.
Yeah.
And Louis Copeland made the jacket.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so it's not a cheap jacket.
What was the reaction at first? Was there a bit of derision? Were people kind of laughing at it, saying, "Ah, come on now, Mick, you're meant to be a serious salesman here"?
Well, when I spoke to people about it, they said, "You're mad, it's not going to work."
Yeah.
You know, Mattress Mick, like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I said, "No, it's not." In my mind, I believe it would work. And I always had tunnel vision as to things I wanted to do. So And what I did was I put posters of me everywhere in Dublin. I stuck them on lampposts.
I remember them,
And we had a great one then at the Five Lamps. We had a big 16x16 poster at the Five Lamps. And very lucky, Stephen Fry saw it. The famous Stephen Fry. And he tweeted about it. And it made all the difference to getting the brand out there.
That's brilliant, isn't it? Today then, and we're kind of racing through all the story that's in the book, but the book isn't just a chronological this, then this, then this. There's so much. I mean, we flew through the mention of the Dandelion Market.
Yeah.
You too, of course, were knocking
were
around
there,
back
then. Yeah.
And, you know, it's, so you were crossing paths with all of these people all of the time. And like this, the story of, you mention your mum and you mention your wife as well. And of course, her story is in here and the story of adoption and A.D. Roach features.
That's right,
and. There's so much to it for people who don't know, who only know you as the fella in the red jacket, Mattress Mick, up in the windows or up on those big foot posters or from Stephen Fry tweets. What's the reaction been like to the book?
I haven't had much feedback yet because the book was only, as I said, released. I did get a copy of it last week, but I didn't share it. And I'm interested now to find out what people actually think.
Well, I'll give you a bit of feedback. I enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, did. I found it. And you know what? You come across really well in it. You come across exactly as I've experienced. I've met you before. Like, there's all that resilience. There's the kind of roller coaster journey in business and in life. And it's a funny book as well, I have to say. I enjoyed it.
There are funny bits in it.
You know what I mean?
But I think the whole thing, I enjoy Mattress Mick. I give talks in schools. I give talks to young people. I give them advice. I'm asked all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the things I say to them, like, follow your dreams. Don't be afraid to fail. You may fail, but you're not a failure.
Yes.
Get back up and go again. And I get a lot of good feedback from those talks. Even a couple of years after one I gave there a couple of years ago, students pop in and say, "Thank you for that. You know,
that's lovely.
Help me find my path in life." And it's very rewarding.
Well, I hope the book is equally rewarding for you. Bouncing Back, Memoirs of a Mattress Salesman, from Michael Flynn, Mattress Mick. Mick, thanks a million for coming into us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.